What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Yay!
Or maybe you've gone and done downloading us.
Who is that again?
It's Lori Baker.
God, we haven't heard from her in ages. What is going on? Is she still alive?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of shit going on. If that would be...
We just don't notice.
If we ever got millions of dollars in backing and could expand our staff.
Oh, right.
More than usual. Then I would task an intern to watching every minute of the Jim Baker show and making sure we're supplied with plenty of Lori.
You know, I told somebody we did this show every day, and they were like, 2 hours, 5 days a week. How do you fill all that?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
How do you fill all that? Yeah. But really, they're like, how do you fill all that? I'm like, we're doing the news, dude.
Well, yeah.
Are you living in a fucking box?
How do you fill that?
Under a rock?
Because we're professionals.
Yes.
Fuck you.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. Don't forget, you can always get us at Spotify or iTunes or Stitcher or always at crabdiving.com. And hey, let's start the fucking show, everybody, this Tuesday, lovely Tuesday. Ooh. Already starting to get a little sticky here in the panhandle.
Yes.
On the outside
weather is gone, I think.
You think it's peaked already?
I think it's gone.
Well, there's early morning and evening hours that will be less gross.
Yes,
but the humidity seems to have maybe wandered in.
And it will be worse with global warming, okay?
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did we say our names?
Oh, you did not.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just glanced at the following article right before you started the music, and Israeli researcher says Moses was high on psychedelics when he spoke to God. And maybe that's why he saw the burning bush. Oh, really?
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Fires.
Damn. I mean, that's like, of course. Let me explain something to you lunatics. The only way anybody sees a burning bush, it's if you're on acid. Or it's actually on fire. Those two things. He's like, he's on some psychedelics. Some like,
yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
Man, can I see if like
the what's going on?
Which one is my level for my headphones?
I'm in one.
What am I in? Three.
No say. You need to look at the.
Oh, God damn.
Well, there's only two going out. Is that better? Are we having output problems?
I can't tell if I'm, it's fine. Fuck it.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about how the only way Moses saw a burning bush is if he was tripping.
Yeah. That's
or it was burning.
Quite possible.
Thank you, Israeli scientists or whoever discovered this fact. I think I could have came to the same fucking conclusion with no research, not to be a dick.
True. You could have. Yeah. Well, and what research?
Am I reading the Onion?
But what research could they have?
I don't know.
What research could they have? Could they be citing?
They're just, I don't know.
They're speculating.
The Mind Unleashed. What is that? Who wrote this?
I don't know.
I'm saying this guy's name. Oh, John Vibes. What's up with this? I mean, it's interesting and all that shit, but psychedelic brew. Oh, ayahuasca. He was on high on ayahuasca when he saw the burning bush, apparently. Moses.
And they know this how?
Because it was in the area. The components to make that psychedelic brew were native to the Sinai Peninsula. So,
okay.
None of this shit existed. Stop it, please. This religion is killing me. Stop it. It's all bullshit.
Let's see what is going on. And I think all the levels are fine. Okay. I'm all paranoid
it must
now.
It must just be me or some shit like that.
Are your headphones malfunctioning?
No, I mean, listen.
Oh,
I heard that. Play that again. I heard that. Yeah, it's just a little quiet. That's all.
Oh. Jiggle. I hear some static coming from that circuit. Anyway, everybody, sorry. Let's see what's going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, April 30th, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking God.
These are your headlines.
Oh, is it a lore?
Let's see what's going on over at the Comedy Pinko. Liberal.
Hey,
HuffPo.
Oh, suck my dick.
I saw these clips of this. This is insane that we have to do this.
Yes.
When the rest of the world, the rest of the civilized planet has universal fucking health care. Dying man to Congress, Medicare for all. This is, I saw the testimony. This was a ALS sufferer.
Yes.
Who is now speaking through, speaking with via a computer, you know, okay. Like Hawking's.
Right, right.
Hawking used to.
Yes.
He gave a amazing speech about how Medicare for all, and now he's literally surviving on Medicaid. And then there was another story, a personal story someone told about how he was on telly. I forget one of the shows of how his wife had developed cancer.
Yes.
They found out it was stage 4. I mean, she was very ill.
Right.
Started going through chemo and all that stuff, and was so ill that she had to quit. She couldn't do her job anymore.
Yeah.
Guess what? She lost her health care.
Oh, shit. Because she was sick.
Right. And then she couldn't qualify for Medicaid.
Yes.
Because her husband would have had to quit his job then and make no money.
That what the fuck kind of system is this?
Or they would have had to divorce.
Oh, Jesus. This
on
is
on paper.
Right, of course.
And then so that she could qualify for Medicaid to, you know, get chemo and stay alive.
I mean, it's immoral.
Yeah.
It's immoral. It's fucking stupid.
Single-payer advocate A.D. Barkan testified at a Medicare for All hearing today. I mean, this is a major step forward. We're having congressional hearings on Medicare for All.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to go anywhere with fucking Mitch the turtle-shaped butt plug in the goddamn Senate blocking everything.
That's socialism. We're not. I'm going to be the Grim Reaper for that.
You know, I'm going to make a suggestion here. You said the turtle-shaped butt plug. what I would say to you, it would be a turtle in the shape of a butt plug, because I probably all butt plugs are that standard butt plug shape. Well, and it would be like
it's not a very popular butt plug.
It would be a butt plug with like turtle coloring on it. It would be the suggestion of a turtle. Not in the shape of a turtle.
It's a turtle-shaped butt plug. That's because nothing gets through then. You put it in, you can't take it out, and nothing gets through.
I don't care. I don't care that we're in Florida. You're not going to find me any. Nobody can shove a turtle in their ass.
My metaphor is not meant to be mean, like a fun butt plug that one enjoys.
Oh, this is a sadist butt plug.
This is an actual plug to keep everything from flowing.
Is this sadism?
Do I have to explain all my metaphors now?
No. Is this sadism, though?
Sadism?
Sadism. Is it sadism? I got a turtle butt plug.
Where's the sadism clip?
It's probably a Hello Kitty butt plug.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Please continue.
That fucking guy.
The first congressional hearing ever on Medicare for All began with a moving moment today as a single payer hero, A.D. Barkan, delivered an impassioned speech through an emotionless computer voice.
Yes.
Went on to talk about the debilitating neurological condition. He can't walk, can't talk. God, I remember seeing this guy not that long ago when he was in better shape.
Yeah.
ALS is nasty.
God damn.
Very rarely is there a Stephen Hawking who lives for a long time. I think you've got like 3 or 4 years after your diagnosis.
How long did he live after he was diagnosed, man?
Decades, yeah. Right? I guess you're lucky that the scar tissue only forms on certain parts of your spine and things
Thank
like
you,
that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thanks a lot for that. You know, I hate to bring this up, but God, dude, it reminds me of the dumbest premise I've ever heard for a joke. He's talking about Stephen Hawking's. I heard this one comic say one time, if Stephen Hawking was so smart, why didn't he build himself like a really great wheelchair?
Well,
he did.
Well, and
it talked, and it probably was a great.
And he wasn't building himself a lot of anything.
He has ALS.
Right.
But I imagine, I imagine Stephen Hawking's had a good wheelchair, though, right?
Well, yeah. And
damn,
he was a theoretical physicist. He wasn't an electrical engineer.
Is that the stupidest thing you've ever fucking heard?
Well, no. But, I mean, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll have Republican examples of today's stupidest thing I've ever heard. So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post is about the Medicare for All hearing and
that's
the
good.
Moving testimony by Mr. Barkan. Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what they ain't thinking.
Yay.
The headline there, oh boy.
Yes.
A lot of stiffy pants salutes going on over at the Drudge Report because there's a picture of a brown person standing in front of a burning bus.
Oh, God.
That they set on fire.
Oh, shit.
This brown person is shirtless and has his face covered with his apparent T-shirt wrapped around his face.
Yes.
Mayday Caracas, it says. Ooh. Now or never.
Yes.
The headline refers to the, I guess, attempted coup, although they're swearing that it's not a coup, that we're really in charge.
That it's a legal takeover or something?
Well, yeah, the Guaido faction has long said that they... that he took power constitutionally somehow.
Oh, okay.
It didn't seem to go real well when Maduro still has the military.
Yes.
At his beck and call. Shit. But
today, Guaido, this morning, called for military uprising.
Shit.
To oust President Nicolas Maduro.
Right.
And, it says armed factions exchanged gunfire. I didn't know it was gunfire yet. Exchanged gunfire outside a Caracas air base as the country hit a new crisis point after years of political and economic chaos.
Holy shit, dude.
Several dozen armed men in military uniform accompanied Guaido.
Will that happen here? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Clashed with soldiers supporting Maduro at a protest outside some air base.
Yeah.
But the incident fizzled out, did not appear to be part of an immediate attempt by opposition to take power by force.
Okay.
He put up a video this morning, Guaido, saying they had begun the final phase of his campaign to topple Maduro. And he's asking for the people and for the military to back him.
Let me ask you something.
But it ain't going well because the military still seems to like Maduro.
Okay. Is there a simple way to explain what the fuck is going on over there for people that might not know what the fuck is going on over there?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the middle of a coup, right?
Maduro took over from Chavez.
Yes.
Who they claimed was a socialist government, but as we know here at Crab Diving,
yes,
pretty much everything that's claimed to be a real socialist government in our history
isn't. It's
turned out to be authoritarian. Crazy inequality.
Yes.
And
that's Maduro, right?
Well, that was Chavez.
Oh, Chavez.
And
I'm sorry.
Kind of Maduro.
Yes.
And it wasn't there. They weren't even so, you know, he socialized the oil, which was the big giant moneymaker down there.
Right.
What
does that mean? He socialized it, meaning the government owns it.
They kicked the oil companies out and said, this is ours now. Bye bye.
You know what that means, though? That means that now he just controls the oil and he gets to.
Well, exactly.
Have some crony run it, and he'll make money from it.
Well, and guess what happened? The corruption and the fucking country went moves up.
Yay. It went moves up. Is that official? Are they moves up?
It's not doing well, obviously. I don't know. You know, this Guaido, I don't know. Trump loves him, so he can't be that great. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they've just got a hard on to get rid of Maduro because Maduro won't suck American dick.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And won't and socialism.
Boo.
Topple socialism.
Right.
Which is not.
You know, there was some connection with Brazil's oil company and that fucking the explosions that happened in that Texas plant. Was it like a year ago? Was
fertilizer? The chemical plant?
Yeah. I think they either had that, it was that energy company's shit that exploded, or they own that little plant or something. But there's some bullshit going on with the regulations. They were skirted or something.
Shock. Well, there's got to be profit made, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
It's like your regulations.
Right.
And your safety.
Ooh, yes.
So the shit's hitting the fan over in Venezuela.
Oh, shit, man.
And, got Trump and Bolton are probably oozing down below with anticipation.
Well, don't you
maybe,
think?
But they won't be able to.
Don't you think that's the thing? They do what they want.
They can't.
They can do what they want.
But they won't.
We never went into another country with a police action. You don't need Congress.
No, there were authorizations for shit.
Yeah.
But they were, ginned up. The reasons were ginned up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure there were frequently authorizations. Venezuela trending on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show, by the way, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Oh, yes.
And thanks to those for buying shit through our Amazon link. It helps us out here. If you want to toss a coin or two at us, do it that way, an e-coin.
Oh, yes. We've got to buy a new bird feeder because this fucking terrorist squirrel has been...
fucking rodent terrorist.
God damn. That motherfucker sits on the window seat and mocks us.
Oh, see, you're on the anti-squirrel side now.
You know what? I miss the fucking birds. We haven't had shit for birds today. Really? Where are the fucking birds? Fucking squirrel sitting there.
So, those are your headlines, everybody.
Yes.
We'll keep an eye on what's going on in Venezuela.
Right.
But
it doesn't sound good, Pat.
You know, John Bolton never saw a conflict he didn't want to stick America's big military dick into.
Ooh, yes.
So we'll see.
Ooh.
Also in the news.
Yes.
The batshit story.
Yes.
Of Jacob Wall.
Oh, God.
Fucking
dude.
Continues. This is. Well, first of all. What the fuck happened to the criminal investigation of the next criminal investigation of that shit stain for trying to hire a woman to lie that she was sexually assaulted by Bob Mueller?
Bob Mueller, dude. Does he look like a guy that goes out and does that? No offense, Bob, but you just don't look like, I don't know. It doesn't look like you're up to much of anything except reading and eating lunch and maybe going home. That's it. Those three things.
So, Jacob Wall and this, what's this other, dick fuck's name?
I don't remember. How many things is Jacob Wall has? Is the previous thing just the Mueller thing?
Jack Berkman. Well, no, he was, touted for 5 minutes as some young wunderkind, hedge fund dick.
Right.
And then it turned out that he was running a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, okay. So it didn't work out.
And he is the youngest person now, I believe, who's been banned for life from trading from the SEC for trading. I don't think he served any time.
Right.
But then he's just a serial shyster and lunatic. He was this Jack Berkman guy now that somehow they're mutual remora 69ing on each other's, sucking off each other's fuckery.
Yeah.
This Jack Berkman was the guy that created basically the Seth Rich.
Oh, that's right.
Myth.
Because Jacob Wall had a thing about the Seth Rich thing, right? He was going to release information.
No, this guy. That was Berkman.
Okay, so he's different.
These two got together with the Mueller thing.
Oh, okay.
They made a super group.
Oh, right, right.
Super group.
Like damn Yankees.
So this Berkman guy was the one that had, in some Holiday Inn somewhere, had convened a bunch of media to meet a woman or to meet somebody who was a witness about Seth Rich. And then that vaporized. They talked to some person on a speakerphone. It was obviously like a buddy of his that he just was like, do this for me. And he knew nothing what was going on. It was crazy, crazy.
Isn't his dad involved with
him? And then went away. Well, that's Berkman. So then Jacob Wall.
Right.
Whose dad is he's on Fox all the time. He's when you can understand him with the Trump cum burbling out of his mouth.
I'm choking.
He's a lunatic. He's a cult 45ist.
Yes, he's choking on presidential ejaculate.
And like foaming at the mouth.
You know,
In the movies when you see people.
You ever make one of those volcanoes at a, what is it?
Baking soda and
baking soda, sure. Not Pepto Bismol. It's like that, but with gum.
You could add some pink coloring to it, I guess.
Well, no, it was lava. It did have a pink color to it. Where did that come from?
I don't know how you made yours. We used
directions.
Food coloring.
Yeah.
So the headline I'm reading from the Daily Beast.
Yeah.
Oh well, then part two. Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman got together.
Yes.
And apparently were trying to pay women to claim that that Bob Mueller had sexually molested them. And then they did the same fucking thing. They were like, come to our press conference. You'll meet the accuser at the VFW post that they rented or some shitty little hotel room.
Right.
And again, the dumb reporters showed up.
Right.
And they produced nothing.
And she didn't show up.
She doesn't exist.
Oh, yes.
So she didn't show up.
Why do they fall for these guys? Like, why go?
And then that fizzled. But the Mueller team said they referred it to the Department of Justice for criminal, or to the FBI for criminal investigation.
Yeah.
So I don't know what came of that yet, but now they're doing it again. Now they got caught. So yesterday, Ryan is sitting here in crab diving offices.
Right, of course.
It was offline discussion.
Crab diving offline discussion. And waste of time.
Ryan's like, what the hell is this? There was a post over at Medium.
Oh, right, right.
Basically saying, this is killing me, but a few months ago, I was sexually assaulted when I was too drunk to consent by Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Okay. Jeez, Mayor Pete.
It was only a couple of sentences long, this posting.
Yes.
And then it said, I'm trying not to kill myself. It's kind of, you know, like that. It was crazy, cartoonish.
It didn't ring true.
And then instead of saying what had happened or whatever, it said, I'll be letting you know in further posts in the coming weeks and months what happened. It's like a stay tuned, everybody.
Oh, it's a serial novel about the time Mayor Pete molested me somewhere.
So these idiots really thought they're going to get a guy.
It's dumb as shit.
And then they're going to death by a thousand cuts to Pete Buttigieg. They're going to let a little bit out now. Then they're going to stay tuned for part two or something. Yeah. So, I'm not sure that a real victim, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to tell victims how to process their victimization.
Okay.
But I don't think a lot of victims would be like doing that. Hey, no, stay tuned for part two.
Teasing it.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
So this, even immediately in the comments below was total mockery.
People are calling bullshit.
And there's no substance to this. And it wasn't an hour later that the story broke. Cause these guys are just not good.
They're Why
just
are
not
they good dumb?
At stealthiness. I guess they traced the, a guy came forward.
Okay.
I should probably read from the story. Here's the Daily Beast.
Ooh.
Far-right smear merchants try to slime Pete Buttigieg with bogus sex assault claim. A pair of right-wing provocateurs are being accused of attempting to recruit young Republican men to level false allegations of sexual assault against Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg.
Shit.
The details of the operative's attempt emerged as one man suddenly surfaced with a vague and uncorroborated allegation that Buttigieg had assaulted him.
Okay.
That claim was retracted hours later, by the way, on that one on Medium was retracted.
So it's not real.
Correct.
It's retracted.
But now a Republican who apparently had been contacted by these assholes said that Berkman and Jacob Wall approached him last week to try to convince him to falsely accuse Pete Buttigieg of engaging him sexually while he was too drunk to consent.
You know,
the source who spoke to the Daily Beast said that these two dicks made clear that their goal was to kneecap Buttigieg's momentum in the 2020 race. The man asked to remain anonymous out of this is the person that they contacted. Who's,
right.
Who's talking about them now. He asked to be remain anonymous out of concern. The resulting publicity might imperil his employment.
Yeah.
Because these two lunatics have a reputation for vindictiveness. They sick their internet trolls.
Of course. All these right wing nut jobs are like that. I mean, the thing is, this happens. I mean, this happens on the Republican side too. But do you know what the difference is? The allegations are real. They're real.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to make shit up because those dirt bags are up to all kinds of bullshit.
So this case is a little different because.
Yes.
The source also provided the Daily Beast with a surreptitious audio recording of the meeting. Oh, please.
Of the meeting when they decided.
Jacob Wall and Berkman, when they were asking this guy to claim that he was being sexual or had been sexually assaulted by Buttigieg. Please.
Did these guys, these idiots think they're going to outsmart Mayor Pete? I mean, he seems like a smart fucking guy.
These guys...
They're idiots.
Yeah, these guys couldn't outsmart anything.
Yeah.
Pete Moss.
But, I mean, the sad thing is that... I mean, to some of the mouth breathers out there, this is out there, and it's real. And it will be real to them, and no one will be able to convince them otherwise. Because
I heard that he sexually assaulted someone.
But you, it'll be something like... But you don't know what happened.
You don't want to believe it. Oh, you believe? Oh, you believe livestream media?
Oh, you believe the truth?
Oh, New York Times.
Yes. God damn.
So the source provided the Beast with the Daily Beast with a surreptitious audio recording of the meeting, which corroborates his account.
So
in it, oh, go ahead.
Oh no, you're about to answer my question. It's a recording of them all planning this fucking stupid thing.
This guy turned his cell phone on one of those assholes.
Let's hear it. Do we have it?
I just said please release it.
Oh shit. Okay.
Wall appears to refer to in the tape. It says here Wall refers to Buttigieg as a terminal threat to Trump's reelection next year.
Huh. Jacob Wall says that.
So
he's a moron, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's dumb.
After the Daily Beast contacted Berkman and Wall for comment on the story, traces of their scheme started disappearing from the web and social media. Again, I think he had another fake company website or something set up.
That's crazy.
This
is the dumbest shit ever.
Yesterday, a separate individual using the name Hunter Kelly published a post on Medium alleging Buttigieg sexually assaulted him in February. The post was tweeted out by David Wall, Jacob Wall's slimebag scumball father.
God damn. Are these guys bored? Don't they have to have jobs that do to make money?
They're so dumb.
I'm just saying they have to be working at a job. They have to support themselves. It seems like they don't have anything else to do other than play jokes on people.
David Wall tweeted, uh-oh, breaking. Media darling Buttigieg accused of sexual assault. And he linked to the Medium site and to... some other big league politics, which is a right wing nut job conspiracy theory.
Yes.
News in quotes site.
Right.
Where all the loonies hang out. And that published the story then.
That guy's like media darling. He's like media darling, Pete Buttigieg. Listen, dude, if you could be a media darling too, but you're a fucking moron and you're a bore and you're an asshole and, you know, you're full of shit. Buttigieg is a media darling because the guy's extraordinary. I don't know what to tell you, dickhead.
Then get this. So this I guess this person is real. This Kelly.
Yes.
Person.
Ooh.
Hunter Kelly. But I think the story is that they met with him. He said, I don't want to do it. And they went and used his name anyway. And linked to his Facebook.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
The Daily Beast reached out to Kelly on a cell phone listed to him in the student directory at his Michigan college. He's a college kid.
God.
Told we were reporting on apparent efforts by Wall and Berkman to drum up false sexual assault allegations about Buttigieg. Kelly replied, quote, I was unaware this is happening, but yes, it is true.
Oh, my God.
Kelly wrote he did not control the newly created Medium and Twitter accounts posting the allegations under his name.
Oh, shit.
They asked him to identify, to verify his identity. He texted them a selfie matching the photo seen on Medium and on his longstanding Facebook accounts, which have been critical of Hillary and they like Trump.
Yeah.
So he's really a young Republican who likes Trump and hates Hillary.
Yes.
But he said he posted a message to his Facebook timeline headed all capitals. I was not sexually assaulted. It's important for everyone to know I was not sexually assaulted and would never falsely accuse everyone. Yeah. To keep it brief for now, I was approached by a political figure to come to D.C. to discuss political situations from the standpoint of a gay Republican. When I arrived, they discussed Pete Buttigieg and started talking about how they would be working a campaign against him. I went to bed and woke up to a fake Twitter account and an article that I no way endorsed or wrote.
Oh, my God. But they used his name anyway.
I have since left and I'm working on a formal statement to give to everyone, including the Buttigieg family. He's going to apologize to the Buttigieg family.
Well, he's horrified.
He said the statement sent to the Daily Beast from that Facebook account said that Jacob Wall and Berkman flew him to Washington, showed him a statement detailing bogus accusations against Buttigieg, which they then posted without his permission. He said they tried to get him to sign off on a script for a press conference over his protests.
What the fuck?
But he finally called his family to come get him, and he bailed out of town. He got the hell out of there.
And he didn't authorize any of this. He didn't say he could use his name, blah, blah, blah.
And they lured him there under the pretext of saying, we're Republican political operatives, and we want to talk about what it's like to be a gay Republican.
And instead,
and they flew him down there. They got,
oh my
God, they set up his travel, I guess.
Shit. That's evil.
So where are they getting their money from? What scumbag, right-wing lunatic are they getting their money
from?
Well,
any of them, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Is it possible to narrow down? Berkman said he had worked with Kelly, but insisted Kelly came to him for help.
Okay.
Well, we're disappointed by his reaction today. I can't imagine the stress he's currently under. They're trying to gaslight. This Berkman scumbag is trying to gaslight this college kid.
This is nuts. This is not real. All this is over bullshit. This is proven to not be real.
Yeah. Buttigieg says, well, it's not going to throw us. Politics can be ugly sometimes, but you have to face that when you're in presidential politics.
No, wow, that's nice. Boy, God, Mayor Pete. You want to hear my statement? Jesus fucking Christ.
The other guy who told the Daily Beast that Wallen Berkman had approached him describes himself as a Trump supporter. He said he was connected to them by a friend in Republican politics and they had all allegedly pitched the scheme to that guy.
Oh, okay.
They met at a restaurant in the Washington area where Berkman and Wall introduced themselves using false names.
I mean, I'm
Cagney. This is Lacey.
They're pitching this scheme to other people. So they put time in on planning.
They're trying to find
how they were going to do
it. Marks, yeah.
But then how did they fuck up so badly?
Oh, I have the names
here. They put all this time into this. But yeah, they fucked it up.
Because they're dumb.
Fuck me.
They're not good at this. Berkman assumed the name of Matt Teller.
Oh, shit. Look at my dick.
My name's Matt Teller.
God!
Jacob Wall only used the first name Bill.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's nice.
You can call me Bill.
Right. Hey, Billy. You dick. Matt Teller.
The source said he recognized Wall because of his internet notoriety and decided to record the conversation, convinced that it might prove useful should any investigation be launched.
Damn.
Into the origins of the anti-Buttigieg scheme.
Well, shit, man. I think it's going to be useful.
The audio has will not be published so as not to reveal the source.
Well, that sucks. What?
An expert in audio forensics contacted by the Daily Beast examined the recording, confirmed that Wall was indeed one of the speakers.
Can't they scrub it for identifying things and let us hear this fucking idiotic?
Well, I think they can go through and change the guy who supplied the tape, change his voice. They'd have to go through and do that. So that's going to take a minute.
There's an app for that on your iPhone.
For what?
You change your voice.
One out of three voices in a recorded conversation, you can change individually.
No, but you know, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe anything's possible.
So there you go. The Daily Beast had a sound dude listen to it and compare Wall's voice in other areas, and it matched.
What I don't understand is why they thought they were going to get away with this. It doesn't.
Three times for Berkman. This would, if they convened this next press conference, they wanted to. This would be the third one,
guys.
After two mega fails for this Berkman person, what? This is the guy. Let's remind people.
Yes.
Who, when asked on television, he said, "Well, there is a laptop somewhere containing the emails, Seth Rich's stolen emails that he was carrying the night he was brutally killed by Hillary." Yes. I mean, he was brutally killed, and that somewhere a police station evidence locker has this laptop. And the interviewer said, "Oh, you've seen the laptop?" He said, "Oh, no." "Have you? So you know somebody who has seen it?" "Oh, no. But I know somebody who believes it's in this police locker." It's some other conspiracy nut has a pretty, you know, if they've got it, it's in this police locker. Tells him, and he presents it as fact until he's cornered by a real a journalist.
Jacob Wall, did you really think you were going to bring down Pete Buttigieg with this fucking thing? How much money has Buttigieg raised? How much?
Gazillions.
Raised gazillions of money. You think your harebrained scheme is going to bring down that campaign? You fucking idiot. Does he really think that?
And I blame this on Trump. Because look at just the scum bubbled up from the sewers because of Donald Trump.
The problem with these dipshits is that the worst among them will be the ones emboldened and to act on that shit. The worst among them. I mean, it's... God.
The goal was to hobble Buttigieg's ascendant campaign, according to the audio in the conversation. Last Monday, Berkman tweeted, "2020 is shaping up to be more exciting than 2016, looking like it will be Trump versus Mayor Pete. Get the popcorn ready."
Oh, my God. What does that fucking mean? What does that fucking mean?
He's trying to pre-sell tickets to his ridiculous... Look at we found somebody that Mayor Pete diddled.
Let me tell you something. I was just thinking about this. God damn it. I want Mayor Pete to rip Mike Pence. Just a brand new asshole. A brand new one.
This is how stupid these people are. The source did not agree to participate in the scheme, but Wall followed up with a phone call a couple days later to see if he could recommend friends who might do it. So
shut the fuck up.
Do they really think, I mean, you know, let's call a lot of Republicans unethical.
Stupid.
But do they believe that every Republican out there is as low and unethical as these more and stupid as these idiots are?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
well, they're not, obviously. I mean, obviously, we had a bunch of them that turned them down.
Right. That's true. That's nice.
Probably only because they know how stupid they are and they're going to get caught. And that means they're going to get caught.
I mean, Trump would have done it.
Oh, well, Trump probably set it up. Are you kidding me?
You think so?
Jacob, I've got an idea.
Do they talk?
Go after that. Go after the homo.
Does Jacob Wall and Donald Trump, do they correspond?
I hope not. But
he talks to Alex Jones, our president.
He's tweeted the dad. He's retweeted the dad when the dad says something fellating like for him on Fox.
Why do you retweet that guy, Donald?
Thanks, David.
It's the father of that crackpot. Who also participates in shenanigans.
But the phone number he had called from when he called the source to say, hey, do you have any friends that are willing to commit a felony?
Shut the fuck up.
And lie under oath.
Yes.
Was listed on the website of a company called Potomac Intelligence Group, which claimed to be a political and corporate intelligence firm with offices in Virginia and California. Matt Teller, the alias that Berkman used, was listed as an employee.
Oh!
They did this before, remember, with the Mueller shit. There's some intelligence corporation that helped dig up all the dirt on this, and Jacob Wall's picture was there as the head of this with a fake name, and then stock photos of, like, there was one from some supermodel. Stock photos were used. They made up names of, here's our communications director. Here's our CFO.
Yes, it's Claudia Schiffer.
These guys are, they put a little bit of work into their stupidity. Yeah.
You know what's weird about?
But then they list the hosting for said website under Jacob Wall's mom's number. That was what happened last time, remember?
You guys are fucking stupid. What? Why did you think? You know, the Mueller thing to me is a lot. It's the strangest because they think that they're going to fabricate some story, even find a witness that will come forward and say Robert Mueller sexually assaulted me back in the day, and they're fabricating it. Do they think Robert Mueller and the full force of the FBI is not going to figure them the fuck out? Who the fuck do they think they are?
So the website for this business, Potomac Intelligence, and the LinkedIn page.
Yes.
Are the pages that vanished after the Daily Beast called them.
Oh, okay.
And said, hey, we've got this guy who's claiming that you tried to get him to claim.
Oh, shit.
Suddenly,
what were they like?
Suddenly it disappeared. They didn't respond.
Not again. We fucked up again. That's what they said.
The website was similar in appearance to that of Surefire Intelligence, the fake company that Wall set up under the pseudonym Matthew Cohen and used to peddle false sexual assault allegations against special counsel.
He used the same company.
Robert Mueller.
Hold on. He used the same company? Did I hear you right?
No, it's similar. Same website type. Both sites were registered through the same anonymous domain registration service. Both used the same webmail provider for their contact email addresses. Oh.
Why? Why did you do it like that, you dickhead? You're not even trying.
There was a woman that they had recruited, apparently. She later said that Wall made it all up and tried to dupe her into being the face of the allegations like they did to this guy.
Yeah.
Without his permission.
That's nuts. And then they posted on
his picture on a fake Twitter account.
Yeah.
And on that fake Medium post.
Did I hear you correctly when you said that if they couldn't find someone to pose as this witness, they were looking for, they posted on Facebook, they were looking for someone?
No, they called the guy, the other guy.
Oh, and asked him if he knew anybody.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to do it. Do you have any friends that'll be willing to lie?
It's amazing, dude.
And they really think that everybody is as nefarious and disgusting as them.
Well, I mean,
and even Republicans aren't.
I think these people are dumb. Do you know what I mean? Like
profoundly
stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the Ponzi scheme on up. And when he was in his teens doing that, you know his dad.
Oh, helped him
right there tapping his dick after he peed every single time.
Yeah.
So you know he was helping him.
God,
and knew that it was a Ponzi scheme.
I mean,
yet because Jacob was a minor, they let him skirt.
Yeah.
Skirt, skirt. Except for a lifelong ban from.
Oh, yes. Trade. I mean, they're fabricating a sexual assault scandal by Robert Mueller. Let's say Robert Mueller's not in the FBI. Let's say somebody else. Is that person going to stand for the rest of their life being accused of sexually assaulting someone when it's a total lie? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what Bob Mueller had going on with that fucking Mueller report and his team of investigators and all that shit. It seemed like the guy had his hands full. But let me tell you something, Jacob Wall. I think it would take Bob Mueller, like, I don't know, 15 minutes to figure you out. Maybe.
That's probably what it took. They referred it to the FBI.
They probably laughed. They probably laughed.
You're like, hey, I mean, hey, the phone number leads to his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
What's the use of having the FBI if we're going to have people like Jacob Wall to investigate? It's dumb.
So, I mean, just the batshit story so far. I mean, it's young. The day is still young. But right now, that's got to be the batshit story of the day.
Let me ask you something. What if you're right? And what if the mastermind behind this thing, this scheme, is 45? If you're right.
No.
You said he probably did. You said that.
Well, I think he'll appreciate it. He'll probably be secretly like, you know, Jacob, don't worry. If you get arrested for this, I'll pardon you.
Did he give him the go-ahead? Did Trump give Jacob the go-ahead to do
this? I don't know that
this?
They're that in touch, but, I mean, I think,
Mnuchin?
Because of all the press on it now, I think Trump probably has now heard of him. He knows the dad.
Yeah.
So he probably is like, oh, you know, thanks for trying, man.
Right, right.
Hey, man, I appreciate the sentiment.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. That's funny.
I'm sure we'll be seeing in, you know, like a lot of the comment sections of stories and stuff about
right,
how,
right.
I heard that Pete Buttigieg sexually assaults people.
I mean, people probably already say that, you know, because he's gay, you know, the homophobes.
Yeah. It looks like some of the right wing sites are saying, oh, listen to this spin. Update. Sexual assault charges against Pete Buttigieg fall apart.
That is a mischaracterization.
Not right-wing lunatic operatives attempt to smear. That's not the story. Sexual assault charges against Pete Buttigieg fall apart.
That means anything.
Right.
That could mean anything.
And you notice the first words are sexual assault charges against Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, right.
That's where the dummies will stop.
But,
what do you mean fall apart?
Oh, it's so irritating.
You know, Obama did something. He called somebody. And
can we just think for a moment?
Hillary had some witness killed.
God. I mean, you know, sometimes you want to take the loons aside and say, hey, sit down and chew on this for a second and listen to me. Imagine instead of Trump, if we had Pete Buttigieg as our president. Just imagine what that would mean when it was time for him to talk at a press conference. What that would sound like compared to what it sounds like now.
Well, anybody.
It would be amazing,
well,
though.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Go to the nearest preschool and grab a toddler and put him in front of a microphone and it makes just as much sense as what Trump says.
He's young and vibrant.
I'm a young, vibrant man.
Yeah. Boy, that was creepy. God.
So there you go. That's the, I think, an amazing.
Yay.
Batshit crazy story.
Oh, yes.
And again.
It's stupid.
I'm blaming Trump because we're in these Trumpian three-ring circus times now where this is the kind of shit that's swirling around.
But you see, he lies. He lies a lot. So, like, why should Jacob Wall not put up fake stories or not try to fabricate shit? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the guy's mindset when he's doing shit like this, Jacob Wall, you know? Why should he be honest?
Thoughts and prayers to Tottenham.
To what?
Tottenham have lost to Ajax in the Champions League.
In what?
Soccer.
Oh, okay.
Football.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. Soccer. Hello.
That's for our friends across the pond.
Tottenham. Who do they lose to? Ajax.
Yeah.
What's their team name?
They're from Holland, I believe.
The Holland Ajax. Man, that's some weird shit.
Ajax won the first semifinal leg in London, taking we go back to Amsterdam.
Okay. Shit.
They're from Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
Fun place.
Right.
Also in the news, everyone, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Danke.
Elsewhere in the news. So, continuing.
Yes.
I guess not a follow-up because, it's kind of a follow-up.
Right.
First we had Shucky Ducky.
Oh, damn it. Is he gone? Did he go away?
Withdrew his nomination, I believe.
Shucky Ducky!
To the Federal Reserve Board. When even four or five Republican senators were like, we can't.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
Not this guy.
You guys don't want to be in the Uzbeki stand business? Come on.
Well, then this other one. This Stephen Moore guy who has almost no credentials relating to the Federal Reserve Board.
Oh, okay.
So would fit perfectly in the Trumpian administration.
Yes. He's perfect for the swamp.
It's like Rick Perry tap dancing over there at Energy.
Well, listen, we...
Foxtrotting?
We have not heard from Twinkle Toes.
He's been kind of quiet.
He's been very quiet, dude. I haven't heard from him since he tried to argue with Al Franken over gravity.
But he's been a politician for a while.
What does that mean? That means he knows how to keep it together?
He may know. Yeah, he's been a crook for a while.
Oops.
So he may know how to do it a little more stealthily than Trump. So we talked about how another interview came out with him that he wrote an op-ed in like 2014.
Yeah.
I think Sam Cedar said, well, I just want to remind people, this isn't 1814.
2014.
Or 1914.
Yes.
This is 2014. This man wrote this. And he basically was saying, well, you know, families are being destroyed because women are going out to work. And if you start paying them equal, then that's going to encourage them to go out and work. And they're destroying the families because the man's supposed to go out.
Can we please have him in charge of the economy? That would be great.
Well, now that came out. And then today. New scrutiny for some of his past controversial statements.
Right.
This is from the New York Times. In 2016, that would be a couple years ago.
Oh, yes. You're right, Pat.
Let's call it three.
Okay.
He seriously proposed abolishing laws against child labor as a way to increase our labor participation rate.
What is labor participation quote, rate? What the fuck is that?
The percentage of humans in the workforce.
So you want to,
he wants more drones.
He wants to boost that number by putting kids in the workforce.
Oh, sure. Quote, I'm a radical on this. I'd get rid of a lot of these child labor laws. I want people starting to work at 11, 12.
Oh, my God, dickhead. What?
I tweeted that these are Dickensian villains. They are the bad guys in every Dickens novel. The rich, clueless fuck keeping the good poor people who do the real work down.
Scrooge wasn't good until the end of the motherfucking book or the movie.
When he gave all his shit away.
Or whatever.
When he started giving money away and benefits to Cratchit. Here's some days off. Here's health care.
What the fuck are we doing? How is this? How is this guy still in the running to be nominated for something? When is it enough? When is it enough? I mean, he said the weird shit about the women with the women's basketball. Isn't that this guy?
Right. And said he was really pissed off when there was a woman officiating at some NBA or at a college male football basketball game.
Right.
And he said, I can't wait for her to go up against Bobby Knight.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Bobby Knight's going to backhand her?
Well, hey, dickhead, do you understand sports? Because the umpires, a referee or whatever, they officiate the game and the players. They're not officiating each other, right?
I believe we've evolved past the point where the officials are enforcing the rules under the threat of physical violence.
Right,
or force.
Right. You don't want to be Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight threatened people. Knight threw chairs at people.
You don't get caned for a holding penalty in football. These are just people standing around deciding the rules.
There is a story about Bobby Knight. He was yelling at his players. Guy, if I'm getting this wrong, who gives a fuck? He told this one guy he was shit, and then he held up a soiled piece of toilet paper in the guy's face and said, this is you, you're shit.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Why are we emulating Bobby Knight? Why do you want Bobby Knight involved in anything?
Well, he's nuts. This idiot is talking about that a frail little woman wouldn't be able to handle that. Wouldn't be able to handle Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight? Jesus Christ, have
he's
you seen
not
him?
Venerating Bobby Knight. He's saying,
yes.
You know, I mean, now I'm sure he loves Bobby Knight and jerks off to him.
No,
but
sure.
In this case, he's saying, you know, Bobby Knight's crazy out of control. And a woman will never be able to handle him.
I have a serious question for you. If you had to pick for president, Bobby Knight or Donald Trump, who do you pick?
Bobby Knight.
What? Why? Because maybe Bobby Knight's not a Nazi, right?
Right. Maybe not totally racist.
There's no way. There's no way.
And he actually did work his way up.
Bobby Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Bobby Knight's not a racist. I don't know. He's an angry, violent dude. He's like a dickbag.
Sure. Anger issues.
You're right. I would have Bobby Knight instead.
I would have Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight. Who the fuck is that?
Isn't that one of the Bradys?
Oh, yeah. Chris Knight.
Yeah. Isn't that one of the Bradys?
I would have, you know who Brady I would Bunch? Have? I would have Michael Knight instead.
Oh, who's Michael Knight?
Driver of Kit.
Oh, a fictional character.
Knight Rider.
Turbo Boost Kit.
So yeah, the Stephen Moore guy.
Fuck you. He also said he liked the way he wanted women to wear tighter clothes or some shit like that. Some fucked up shit.
Here it says too. Moore also argued in past columns for the National Review, conservative shit rag, that women who make more money than men could be disruptive to family stability.
Oh God.
Quote, you know, the male needs to be the breadwinner of the family. One of the reasons you've seen the decline of the family, not just in the black community.
Oh, okay.
But also it's happening now in the white community as well, because women are more economically self-sufficient. He's lamenting the fact that women are becoming more economically self-sufficient, hence the destruction of the family.
Who is this idiot and why is he so influential? I mean, what the fuck?
He's a TV pundit.
God.
Who goes on, he's the conservative lunatic that goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did some trunk Trump pud licking.
Yes.
And before Trump is like, oh, he's qualified to be.
Right.
He's more than qualified to be Federal Reserve guy.
What I was going to say about Bobby Knight, that he seems like the same person as Donald Trump. They seem very similar looking, don't they?
I mean,
white guys, angry.
Got.
Face beat red. Yes. Got.
I think Bobby Knight's smart, though.
Bobby Knight's got a big old dick.
I think he's a smart asshole.
Yeah. He has all those titles, right?
Trump.
He had to work for all those titles.
Less than. Yeah. In fact, fuck these allergies. The
God bless you.
There was a cough followed by a sneeze.
Right. Do you have the measles?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
Headline over at the HuffPo just updated to floor falling out on Moore. So maybe.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
What does it take?
Oh, here we go. Republican senators now have started vocalizing opposition to Stephen Moore.
Why now? Why Stephen Moore, though, Republicans? I mean, there's been other shitbags. Why this one?
Well, there's an election coming up.
Yeah, okay. So
they've got to pretend they've got a scruple or two for the very few Republicans left that care about that.
Did any Republicans listening to this show and you're considering a vote for Donald Trump? I
can't imagine you're listening, but
well,
thanks.
Listen, thank thanks you for listening. Go to Amazon through a portal so we can get paid. And, you know, I lost my point, motherfucker.
Stephen Moore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ah, shit. Whatever.
Republican senators began vocalizing their opposition.
Yes.
Amid widespread criticism that he's unfit for the job. Senators Joni Ernst.
Oh, yes.
The pig castrator.
She's against this guy.
And Lindsey Graham, the self-castrator.
Oh, okay.
Both told reporters that they're not confident in Moore, who many economists have called out as a partisan pick,
yes.
More known for promoting conservative fiscal policy
Boo.
Than for having any economic expertise. He's the one, I think, fuck, I think we played a clip of, there was an economics journalist on speaking on one of these roundtables with
yes.
him, and he said something about, well, we're in a period right now of deflation. And she said, we are absolutely not in a period of deflation. And he stuck by it. And then the guy that was moderating was like, well, yeah, there is absolutely no deflation right now, but he was sticking by it. We're in a period of deflation.
Well, okay. Okay. This is coming from someone that, you know, I don't know a lot about the economy. When you say, how big of a mistake is that? How big of a fuck up is that?
Very fundamental.
And he's supposed to run the Federal Reserve, right?
He's going
to
be one of them on the Board of Governors.
Well, what the fuck does what's-his-face know, Rick Perry know about nuclear weapons? He's in charge of those. Yeah. He doesn't know shit.
Well, he's in charge of keeping them clean.
Does he have a little, like feather duster? Got a bottle of Windex?
Joni Ernst is the first Republican senator to speak out, said that it's very unlikely that she'll support Moore's nomination.
She castrated the pig during her ad or the sound of it or some shit like that.
And she mentioned that she had.
Oh, really? I thought there's a wee sound.
Oh, maybe there was. I don't know. I might have that actually still. She said she didn't believe he would be confirmed anyway if it came up for immediate vote. Several of her colleagues are privately expressing concerns, she added.
Yeah. Listen, what I was referring to when I lost my point was Scott Pruitt.
Yeah.
I mean, do you not remember Scott Pruitt?
Sure. What about him?
Well, Scott Pruitt hung around for a long fucking time.
Yes.
And nothing happened to that guy.
Right.
But this guy, all of a sudden, this guy, all of a sudden, is just gone.
Trump, but again, that was Scott Pruitt was around from the beginning.
Yeah,
so there was no election coming up.
Right.
So they were more likely to say, sure, go ahead.
Do you remember all the stuff with Scott Pruitt?
Sure.
I mean, I had a bulletproof lampshades or
desk. He wanted a bulletproof desk.
God, if you're the EPA guy and you need a bulletproof desk, you got to rethink how you're dealing with things, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, and also, the building, God, this is such a tangent. The building the EPA is in, Scott Pruitt's office, is he had an office inside something called the Environmental Protection Agency, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay. Did you just walk in a door and you're in his office from the outside world? Anybody?
I'm assuming no.
What? So there are lots of layers that would come between Scott Pruitt and his fucking bulletproof desk. I mean,
he's worried about his own staff.
Dude, if there aren't... okay. I never thought... They must have...
I now understand.
They must have fucking hated that motherfucker. Like, I'm going out to get this dickhead hand lotion.
It says that Trump nominated Moore to fill one of two vacant seats on the board, the country's most powerful institute, charged with minimizing American unemployment, stabilizing prices, and regulating banks. Trump nominated him despite his long history of flubbing comments about the economy during media interviews.
What do they do at the Fed anyway? Like, what? If, let's say Stephen Moore gets on the Fed. What is his job? Like, what the fuck would he be doing?
Don't they regulate interest rates and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And et cetera? Maybe.
Does he know anything about that?
Well, no. He even, during an interview, when they asked him, they're like, you have no experience kind of with this. And he said, well, I'm eager to learn. How does that make you feel?
Yay! Fuck you!
Trump's putting people in who are eager to learn. One of the most important jobs on the planet.
Tell me why this doesn't make sense. If I'm elected president, and it's time to put somebody in the EPA. I'm going to go to some fucking school. I'm going to find some professor that knows all about the environment and protecting it and all that bullshit. And I'm going to hire the motherfucker because he knows about all that shit. Why doesn't our government do that?
Donald Trump, have you?
He doesn't
seen what he does and who he hires. Stephen Moore apparently was also a major advisor to Brownback.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
He was one of the masterminds behind the disastrous 2012 tax cut experiment in Kansas.
Oh,
leading
yeah.
State revenues falling $700 million overnight. They had to go to... They had to go to 4-day school days because schools...
Why do we want him in charge?
Schools were closed.
This is insane. So he was working with Brownback when that shit went down.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the fuck would we want that? I am... Listen, it's not that Trump is incompetent. It's that he wants to kill this country.
Well, and he's already... but this guy praises Trump on TV. That's all you need. Or like Bill Barr, write a 9-page term paper on just out to the ether on how the special counsel law is null and void.
Yeah,
out of nowhere. Who? I want more of these senators to say, hey, why did you write this opinion piece just out of nowhere?
Yeah. Are you auditioning, dickhead?
To whom did you send it? To the world. I'm issuing my memo to the world that I think the Bob Mueller special counsel is unconstitutional.
Oh, God. I don't know. This guy doesn't know shit. He's eager to learn.
It looks like it's not going to go well.
I hope not. What's his name? I forgot.
Stephen Moore.
Stephen Moore, dickhead. What? No, that's a bad answer. If people ask you why you want to be in the Federal Reserve or whatever the fuck, don't say I'm eager to learn about money and shit like that. That sounds whacked out.
Good news?
Yes.
Question mark?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
How much money did they lose overnight in Kansas?
$700 million.
I'm sorry. I rushed over that. You're telling me this guy's working with Sam Brownback. They lost $700 million overnight.
Well, overnight is I think they're using artistic license, but
over a short period, an accelerated period of time.
As far as economic issues go, yeah, they killed $700 in, $700 million in revenue.
How is that guy even in the discussion? I don't understand.
Because he licks Trump's mushroom.
That way, you're looking to the guy's background, you're like, oh, look at this thing. He was working with Sam Brownback and they lost $700 million.
No, Trump doesn't do that. Trump watches him on Fox and Friends in the morning, or watches him on Hannity talking about the great things Trump's doing for the economy, and we need to do more of that.
God, Rupert Murdoch, how do you sleep at night, you dickbag?
Hanging upside down. Yeah, like, the rafters.
Right. In a coffin.
I've got double good news.
Yes.
Actually, I just saw another headline. But the Democrats in Congress, it has been ruled, can move ahead with the lawsuit against Trump, alleging that his private business violates the Constitution's bans on gifts or payments. This is the
Emoluments
Clause.
God, you know, it's been so long since we heard about that. I just assumed nobody had time to deal with it, and we're fucked.
It's all proceeding.
Okay.
Glacially, but proceeding. Yes. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan adopted a broad definition of the anti-corruption ban, could set the stage for Democratic lawmakers to begin seeking information from the Trump Organization also.
Oh, shit.
The
That's a charitable thing, right?
No, org. That's the business.
Oh, okay.
Foundation
okay,
was
okay.
The charity.
Right.
Was.
Right. Now they're not allowed to be a charity.
Banned for life. I believe the Trumps are banned from operating a charity in New York.
What if they want to throw a ball in like
it can't be an official.
They can't. They don't. They want to raise money for March of Dimes. What well, if, they,
then you then the March of Dimes is in charge and yeah. They help organize it, but it can't okay. It can't flush through the Trump Foundation anymore.
Why? Because they can't be trusted?
Because Donald bought $10,000 portraits of himself with money that had been donated to the Trump Foundation.
Our president.
And a Tebow helmet.
Oh, yes. God. Our president was told by the state of New York that he isn't trustworthy enough to operate a charity anymore.
Yes.
And he's our
His
president.
His whole family.
His whole family.
Yes. Was told that.
He's our president. You fucking idiots. Deplorables.
The lawsuit is one of two landmark cases against Trump relying on the once obscure Emoluments Clause to the Constitution. The case brought in Maryland by the attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland. Lawyers representing the president have succeeded in temporarily blocking subpoenas for financial records.
Yes.
But the congressional case brought by about 200 Democrats.
Right.
Extends beyond the hotel, provides a potential new avenue for the president's challengers to gain access to a broader array of Trump's finances.
And they said the once obscure Emoluments Clause. Did they say obscure?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why was it obscure?
Because no president before has blatantly turned up his tiny little orange sausage finger,
wow!
Middle finger to
yes.
The divestiture of business interests with.
We got to look at it like this, you know. It's a great time to learn about law and the Constitution and a bunch of weird shit you wouldn't know otherwise because, you know, this shit shouldn't come up.
Well, right.
A lot of this shit is weird and none of it's normal.
The judge refused the request by the president's legal team to dismiss the case, rejecting the Trump team's narrow definition of emoluments. Finding it unpersuasive and inconsistent. These are the top crack lawyers Trump is using.
When is he running the country? I mean, not that he would. When is he doing anything to do something for us? All he's doing is protecting his own asshole.
Well, he has to tweet. Don't forget.
Oh, yes. That's usually about his own asshole.
He's got to compose his tweets in executive time.
Oh, right. God.
And this is the shit we know now. Let's imagine 3 years from now when he's gone and all the books start coming out.
Oh,
Kellyanne
yes.
writes her book.
Right.
Her tell-all. And Kelly writes his tell-all. And nobody cares anymore. They're all, it's going to make millions of dollars writing about the actual shit that happened.
Yeah. And history's going to be is going to look at people like these people supported Donald Trump and these people stood up to Donald Trump.
There, how many of them are going to say, well, you know, behind the scenes, I secretly worked against him. I was helping. I was helping the country.
Dude, people are going to be so fucking angry. They're going to be, they're not, nobody's going to take that shit. This country is going to have a chip on its shoulder about this fucking Donald Trump for a long goddamn time. Hopefully.
Oh God, this is ridiculous. They say his lawyer said that, it shouldn't be considered a blanket prohibition on private business transaction with foreign governments. So as a president, you should be able to make private business transactions while you're dealing with foreign governments. God, there's no conflict of interest there at all.
But I'm confused. Their argument against the emolument clause
is that it shouldn't be there.
What kind of argument is that?
In the Constitution.
That's like, I'm breaking that law, but it shouldn't be there. So I'm going to break it.
The emoluments cases, which could eventually end up at the Supreme Court, appear to mark the first time federal judges have interpreted these clauses and applied their restrictions to a sitting president.
Yes.
The lawsuits were early arrivals into what is now a wide range of investigations and legal battles over the president's business interests.
Yes. But it's all, and it's also trashy, too. Remember Ivanka's jewelry or some shit like that? Kellyanne Conway plugged Ivanka's jewelry on
her clothing line. Yeah,
it's all, you know, it's just, there's no class. It's classless. We're gross right now.
Led by Senator Richard Blumenthal and Jerry Nadler, the Democrats filed the suit last year, asking the court to force Trump to stop accepting payments they considered violations of the emoluments clause.
Shit, man.
They say the provision was designed to guard against undue influence by foreign governments. By barring any emolument, meaning gift or payment, without prior approval from Congress.
But what about his fucking hotel?
That's the first case is specifically about the hotel.
Because you're going to stay in the Trump hotel if you want Trump to do something for you.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's going to...
Saudis bought out the place right after he was elected, right? Remember, for some deal?
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
This new judge Greed, said that dictionaries from the era of the founding fathers, as well as legal historians and government practice, point to a broader definition backed by the Democrats that ensures the clause fulfills the purpose of excluding the possibility of corruption, foreign influence. That's the point of it. If you say Trump's slime bag lawyers tried to say only in his capacity as president if he accepts payment, which is utterly ridiculous.
But the payment's still going to his fucking company, right?
Well, yeah.
That's owned by his kids.
Right. But if he's not acting in his official capacity and he's sitting there and says, oh, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Vlad, how about a tower?
You know, some dude on NPR explained, you know, why the emoluments clause is going to be the death of this guy, because his businesses are so far reaching. There's no way he's going to be able to to make a decision where there's not some weird conflict of interest with something. Right.
Right.
Trump stakes.
And I'm sure he's had no contact with Don Jr. and Eric about how to run the business and the decisions to make. I've totally divested myself. I set up a blind trust. No, you didn't.
No,
if it was a blind trust, none of the Trumps would be running it. None of them.
Right. And you know, he's just telling his kids what to fucking do.
Of course.
He
thinks Don's an idiot.
Because it's not a blind trust if your kids.
Me. He knows Don's an idiot.
Don's an idiot.
Yeah.
What's up with Eric? Is he a dumb fuck or is he just ugly as shit?
I don't know.
Which is it? Is it both? God, because his face is so weird looking.
Yes.
I know. Listen, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I don't mean to make fun of the appearance of a fucking fascist. My mistake.
The What else do we have in the news? Oh, the other good news.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
A new Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac.
Poll.
I'm voting for her.
Shows that Elizabeth Warren is now in second place behind Joe Biden.
Damn! I like her. I like all the shit she's put out there. I think it's good.
Former Vice President Joe Biden surged among Democrats and voters leaning Democratic with 38% of the vote, followed by 12% for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
And third with 11% is Bernie Sanders. 10% right there, all within 1 or 2% of each other, is Pete Buttigieg.
You know, Elizabeth, if you're listening, Senator Warren, sorry, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, there are people out there who are going to tell you during your campaign that you are shrill. And that's a bunch of sexist bullshit. Hey, women are always called shrill, right?
Oh, yeah.
And dudes are what? What is it? What is shrill for a dude? Like,
it doesn't exist.
Forthright or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Assertive.
Be shrill and be fucking angry. Go get that motherfucker.
10% for Buttigieg. 8% for Kamala Harris.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. 5% for Beto.
Yes.
No other Democratic contender gets more than 2%.
Right.
So there you go.
Wow.
55% or 56% of Democrats say Biden has the best chance to beat Trump.
Yes.
Followed by Sanders with 12%. So most Democrats right now think Biden has the best chance. 44% say Biden would be the best leader. Sanders and Warren tied at 11% each. It's still early. 23% say Biden has the best policy ideas, with Warren second at 19%.
What? Sexism. Sorry. That doesn't make any sense.
I kind of pay attention to this shit.
Yes.
What policy idea does Joe Biden, has he put out? He's been in the race for 3 days.
I don't know. And you know, it's insane. Elizabeth Warren has laid so much shit out there.
That's really weird.
Her policy ideas are more thought out.
What policy ideas has he laid out? I don't know. Right now he's just started his campaign and he's on the kumbaya touchy feely let's heal America kind of, generalisms.
You know, Joe, the campaign I want to see from you, why don't you just do it? Just go light that motherfucker up. Every day, all day. Anti-Trump, fuck Trump, we're coming to get you. Why not that?
Interesting. Among Democrats, 25% want a presidential candidate who focuses on fighting President Trump.
Hell yeah.
So you're in the 1 in 4.
Like Tlaib said, let's impeach this motherfucker. Let's get angry.
70% want a candidate focusing on national issues.
The national issue is a fucking Nazi in the motherfucking White House. That's a national issue.
It says the good news for Mayor Pete is that voters seem readily eager to accept a gay man as president.
Of course.
Trump is the overwhelming leader among Republicans.
Oh my God, you vomit. 84%
backing him, 3% for Bill Weld.
3%, fuck you, Bill.
3% for Larry Hogan.
Like all these guys that are primary, they're attempting to primary Trump. If your thing is like you want to rid the country of this fucking Nazi, then get behind the Democratic candidates that have a better chance of beating him. If that's what you truly cared about, you motherfucker.
We approve of all challengers, of all primary challengers to
votes
Trump
off him, right?
Well, and he's gonna have to debate.
What?
He's gonna have to,
yes.
It's gonna be two members of his own party if Larry Hogan enters. I don't think he's entered officially yet, but Bill Weld has.
Yeah. What's the Duke of Frappuccino polling at?
Oh, he isn't officially announced.
Oh, okay.
I'll be surprised if he does. He's pretty loathed.
Yeah, fuck him.
52% of all U.S. voters say they definitely will not vote for Trump if he is the Republican nominee.
You said 52%.
Yes. 33% say they definitely will vote for Trump.
You're guaranteeing that the other guy, whoever runs against Trump, is going to win the popular vote. That's what you're guaranteeing.
Which 52%. Which we've seen doesn't mean fuck all.
It doesn't mean anything.
Among all U.S. voters, 70%, including 46% of Republicans, say they're open to electing a president who's a gay man.
Oh, they're open to it. Wow. Thank you. Welcome to the party.
46% of Republicans.
That's good. That
surprises
good.
Me.
But, it, you know, like open to it. Why wouldn't you be? Why wouldn't you be?
But overall, voters say 52 to 36 that the U.S. is not ready to elect a gay man.
Fuck off. Not ready. What is wrong with people? What do they, you know, I don't.
Voters,
these fucking homophobes.
Support 60% to 34, an annual 2% tax on any individual wealth over 50 million. By the way, I got it wrong yesterday.
Yes.
It's not income over 50 million. It's wealth. It's your
what
net
is that?
Worth
that was,
is charged.
Okay.
Not your income for that year. Everything you own.
Oh, okay.
You're charged above 50 million.
Good.
2 cents on the dollar wealth tax.
Until you're fucking dead.
Well, yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
As long as you have more than 50 million in wealth.
Do you have a problem with that, though?
60% of people like it.
I love it. Only 60?
Voters oppose, however, raising the tax rate to 70% on individual income over 10 million. Well, that's dumb. They should support that. 52% of voters oppose making all public college free. 45% support it.
Why?
Probably because we can't pay for it, they think.
Guys!
Okay,
go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That's insane. We pay for all kinds of shit. We paid for a bullshit war in Iraq. We can't pay for college.
We didn't pay for a war in Iraq. We charged a war in Iraq.
Let's charge college in. I don't give a shit. Somebody will figure it out. Stephen Moore will figure it out.
57%.
Yes.
Support having the federal government forgive up to $50,000 in student debt. So that's Elizabeth Warren's plan.
Okay.
By the way, the first part, the 50 million in wealth tax is hers.
Right.
No one else's.
Okay.
The 70% rate on individual income over 10 million. I don't know how many people are saying that.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. That's right. What it was in like the 70s, I think.
Hey,
pre-Reagan.
These people with shit fucking tons of money. Tax the shit out of them. I don't give a
fuck.
And
that's only over 10 million. So
right.
all the dumb middle class morons out there who think you're 60-70,000 a year, you're going to get taxed 70%. It's a lie. It's a lie the Republicans are telling you. Rich people over 10 million. And then only that income over 10 million gets taxed at that rate. You still get your first 10 at your regular 30-something percent rate or 20-something percent rate or whatever the fuck it is.
If you have a problem with that, what's wrong with you?
Well, we heard that pundit yesterday, that conservative asshole spun it right there. Why do you want to punish success? Why? I don't think we should raise. You should punish success.
What do you give a fuck
so
about people with $10 million, with $50 million. I don't know any of them. I really don't. I don't care about them. No offense. Tax them. To pay for, to get free college? To have better shit in our country? Or that money that they're not even using can sit in some weird-ass Swiss bank account, accruing interest, right? Not doing anything.
Voters oppose 65 to 31, allowing prison inmates to vote. That's an issue where there's a little bit of differing opinion on the Democratic side. Bernie,
yeah.
I think Bernie may be the only one I may have to check who has come out and said that he thinks even convicted felons in jail should be able to vote. Most of the other ones that have commented have said you should, once you pay your debt to society, absolutely have your vote restored. But now, maybe you shouldn't vote while you be able to vote while you are serving your sentence.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is paying your debt to society. Who knows what that means with our fucked up justice system? Your vote is a very basic right, and you should have that if you're in fucking jail. So what?
Lindsey Graham, I saw a quote. He said, he can't wait for Bernie to... I can't wait for him to come down to South Carolina and explain why Dylann Roof should get a vote.
Oh, fuck you, Lindsey.
There you go. That's the latest Quinnipiac poll. Yes. If you're a Quinnipiac Elizabeth Warren fan, that is good news.
Yay! Man.
She was down with the rest of the pack. She hit it out of the park at the She the People.
Yeah.
It seems like overwhelmingly that was the one that she impressed the most.
Yeah.
That audience of women of color. More so than Kamala. Right. They like Kamala, but they came in liking Kamala. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Elizabeth Warren brought the house down.
What are they liking about her? Her specificity? Talking about like her programs?
Elizabeth Warren? Yeah.
Well, imagine that.
And she lived it.
Yeah.
She was a stay-at-home mom who decided to go back and get her law degree after a couple of kids.
Wait, her dad wasn't some weird-ass fucking mobster, real estate tycoon, no, racist dickhead.
She didn't inherit hundreds of millions of dollars.
When she was 3 years old, was she making 250 grand a year or whatever Trump was making?
And wasn't that it? A couple hundred thousand a year.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And everything that she has done policy-wise has been for the consumer and for the regular person, people, we the people, citizen. Every policy she advocates for is fuck rich people, fuck this corporate rigged game that we have.
Right. Why can't we just all get together and come out and vote for her? It just kills me.
Because you got the other side saying they're coming for your guns and they're going to make your kids gay.
Yeah.
And they want open borders. They want all these brown people swarming.
Boo!
Swarming your Kansas town.
Dude, I read that thing about how Trump wants to charge an application fee to people seeking asylum.
Yeah, another headline.
How does that work? I'm curious how that works. I'm running away from the country I'm from because of oppression. I'm fleeing violence. I finally get to America after walking across Mexico. Oh, here's all the money for my asylum application fee.
Yeah.
I assume people seeking asylum are poor. Right?
Well, and like I said offline, Trump will probably say, oh, let's make it like $5 million. So only the best can get in.
Right.
Mike Pompeo,
ugh.
This is 26 minutes ago, breaking news. Mike Pompeo claims Russia stopped Maduro leaving Venezuela for Cuba.
Maduro was fleeing Venezuela.
Well, you know, Russia, I mean, there's a little dust up going on because Russia sent some, let's call them troops. They call them consultants.
Ah, isn't that what we sent to Vietnam at first?
We're going to call them
advisors,
troops.
Advisors, right?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to send some advisors.
Navy SEALs.
We're going to drop them from planes.
Yes.
And they go boom. These are the advisors.
Yeah, here's my
advisor. Napalm.
Right.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claimed that embattled Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro was preparing to leave the country for Cuba, but was talked out of it by Uncle Nipples.
Yay! Okay.
Pompeo said, we've watched throughout... Pompeo, every time we talk about him, I want to remind people, is an end times evangelical Christian who is...
He's a believer.
...fervently supporting the reunification of Israel and Jerusalem because... It means that it will usher his rapture and Jesus to come here to earth quicker.
He's in it for real.
He is a believer. Evangelical Christian, yes.
Believer. I can't. That's so. He's our Secretary of State, right?
Yeah. Exporting our lordliness to the world.
God damn. Wackos.
We've watched throughout the day. He said it's been a long time since anyone's seen Maduro. He had an airplane on the tarmac. He appeared ready to leave this morning, as we understand it, and the Russians indicated he should stay. He was headed for Havana, said Pompeo.
God. I mean, so why? Wait, we want Maduro to go, and Putin wants Maduro to stay.
I don't know what this means. The Secretary of State refused to say whether Maduro would be permitted to safely depart for Cuba.
Okay.
Instead saying, quote, Mr. Maduro understands what will happen if he gets on that airplane.
Pompeo saying this?
Yeah. Are we going to shoot down the president, the plane of a president from a different country?
Well, if we want to, we will.
Pompeo said he knows our expectations. What that means. Pompeo reiterated his support for the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, amid the escalating tension today.
So if they're supporting the other guy, why don't they want Maduro to leave?
I think they want him held accountable. These are Republicans.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they probably want him held accountable.
I see.
Punished.
Rather than a solution or something. I, you know what, honestly, I don't know shit about this Venezuela crap. You know, I know a little bit about it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. God.
I'm just assuming if Trump and Pompeo have a hard on.
Ooh. Oh, God.
To get rid of this Maduro guy, then I don't know. We might need to think twice about it. Look, I don't trust the administration
at car.
At all.
Look at that crazy fucking car. Why is the engine sticking out?
Because they've got a motor that's too big.
Is that a hybrid?
I don't think so.
Nice penis.
So there you go.
Jesus.
That's our Secretary of State.
Yay.
Breaking news.
Well, that sounded ominous, right?
Yay, America.
Right.
We're doing a great job.
You don't think we're just going to send troops down to Venezuela so Trump will have a little wag the dog action and people will forget about this Mueller shit?
I don't know how they would justify it. They can't. They can't use that blanket over their terrorists thing. I mean, they would not be able to do it.
Why wouldn't they be? I mean,
Congress could say, fuck you. We're not giving you a penny.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up?
It's what is today? Tuesday?
Yes.
I would normally save this for. Oh, you know who else?
Jeebus.
Was spreading the Buttigieg sexual assault story.
Who?
Trump's favorite new news, One America News Network.
Oh, okay.
His favorite new news.
OAN.
Because Fox is turning too liberal. I saw another story. They were interviewing some of these waddlers up in Wisconsin that went to the Nuremberg rally.
Yes.
In Green Bay.
Right.
And they were interviewing them about the media.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. I don't want, I hate them. I listen to them.
Oh, my God. Who do you listen to then? They just believe Donald Trump.
One American News Network.
God. Is that on cable?
And one of them said, I don't listen to Fox no more. They're becoming too leftist.
Oh, my. What?
Oh, wait, it's Wisconsin. I don't listen to Fox no more because they're getting leftist.
Go to Bean Snappers.
Bean Snappers is a titty bar.
Right.
Excuse me, an adult entertainment venue in Appleton, Wisconsin.
What's
inside
the new,
joke.
What's the new strip club going to be called here? It's like Pancakes and something.
Oh, I don't remember.
There's a strip club going up in Gulf Breeze in what used to be the IHOP, apparently. The IHOP here is being turned into a strip club.
Yeah. Think they're going to have a buffet? What are they doing with the breakfast buffet?
You got a whole kitchen. You're not going to use it? Of course.
Because just what this relatively small town needs is another strip club.
No, they do. Pensacola. They do. They need a good
Pensacola
one.
Pensacola area. This is Gulf Breeze, though, so it's across the bridge.
Right.
Brian Fisher.
Yay.
Of the American Family Association.
Boy, now, this guy, if you're not familiar with him, is what I'd like to refer to as a giant piece of shit.
Got in trouble with the American Family Association for some of the anti-Semitic things he's said.
He got,
he's one of the...
yeah.
He's not a big fan of Israel, I don't think. He still totally blames them for the whole killing Jesus thing.
You know what's weird is that, yeah, he got disciplined by this organization he's a part of, right?
Slightly demoted. He was their communications director. I think he lost that title, but he still has his daily TV show. But he still has
he got
something
disciplined
to do with them.
For saying what? For like being anti-Semitic or
He was blaming them for killing Christ and stuff,
but
I believe.
Not to be an asshole. But isn't that their thing anyway?
But yeah.
I mean, okay. You see why this
but
is confusing.
Some of them, don't forget Rick Wiles is virulently anti-Semitic.
He's, right.
He thinks they're the deep state trying to take over the world. So there are some of these Christian loons that are very anti-Semitic.
There's no God. The thing about it is, there's no Jesus. None of that shit exists. You guys are all bananas.
Why is this locking up now?
Yeah. Why? Hey, why is the computer locking up, Jeebus? Do something about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, here we go. It's now moving. Here's Brian Fisher, mellifluous tones,
yes,
speaking up about homosexuality. I'll bet he was talking about Buttigieg.
Oh, yes.
We started into this last Thursday, I think, never got finished. But Franklin Graham, remember, Franklin Graham told Pete Buttigieg, the homosexual mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
The homosexual mayor South Bend, Indiana.
God, Brian, you're a child. You really sound like a fucking idiot.
Buttigieg, the homosexual mayor of South Bend, Indiana, rather than flaunting your homosexuality, rather than prancing around in front of
prancing?
The entire nation, flaunting your homosexuality.
How is he he's asked about it. He's the first gay man running for
these
president.
Ignorant morons.
And that's married.
Well,
so, yes, he is occasionally asked the question about LGBTQ rights and his marriage to his husband.
Yeah. I mean, here's what I can figure about these fucking homophobes. They're like...
prancing.
Yes. They use words like... I don't know. What, this is Pete Buttigieg just... being a human and living his fucking life. He's not flaunting right. his sexuality any more than you are, dickhead.
Well, yeah, and he's not running around doing events in a feather boa and a sequins thong. Flouncing around. They use the term flouncing and prancing.
But his very existence
mincing.
To Brian Fisher is flouncing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are the adjectives.
What? Why is Brian Fisher...
verbs.
Threatened by a guy. Brian, let me explain something to you. I've seen pictures of you, and you're not a good-looking guy. No offense, man, but I nobody's hitting on you. Is that what he's worried about? Is he worried about a gay person will flirt with him or something? Why is he so threatened?
I think he's mad that his Bible book says that it's bad.
No. Brian, your Bible...
around in front of the entire nation.
I was going to say, your Bible book's full of fucking shit, dude. No offense.
Nation, flaunting your homosexuality,
God.
You need to repent of your homosexuality.
And he's still quoting
God.
He's still quoting Franklin Graham there.
Oh, okay.
We stopped a bunch of times, so he's still quoting.
Okay. South Bend, Indiana, rather than flaunting your homosexuality, rather than prancing around in front of the entire nation, flaunting your homosexuality, you need to repent of your homosexuality. And Franklin Graham did not go on to elaborate on that. But 1 Corinthians 6, like verses 9 through 12, makes it very clear that homosexuality is one of the sins that will keep you out of the kingdom of God. That's not the only one. Drunkenness will do. Well, let me read the whole list.
Drunkenness!
So we don't think that God is somehow picking on homosexuals.
Oh, God, fuck you.
Don't think God is picking on homosexuals.
Yes. What keeps you out of heaven? I want to know, because I don't want to burn in hell, dickhead.
Well, Jesus, the character of Jesus in the New Testament had a couple of ideas, like being a rich person.
Wait, the
remember
white
that
Jesus?
Whole camel through the eye of a needle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's easier to pass camel through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to make it into heaven.
Right. And do you think Jesus was a giant homophobe?
Well, no.
I mean,
he hung out with dudes. It wasn't, he was an oddity in those times, an unmarried man in his 30s.
I mean, the truth is, like, let's say Jesus exists and heaven's a thing.
Way into theater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way into, absolutely.
Yeah. Heaven's a thing, which it isn't.
Right. But if it was, people like Brian Fisher and people like Rick Wiles, Franklin Graham, and for sure his fucking dad, they're not getting into heaven. Sorry.
If you listen to the purported words of the purported Jesus, yes, they would be roasting in hell. They are they're all the antithesis of loving your neighbor, turning the other cheek, not judging.
What about
judging,
Coach Dave?
Helping the poor, et cetera, et cetera.
Coach Dave, roasting in hell, all of them.
The whole list. So we don't think that God is somehow picking on homosexuals. There's a whole lot of sins that will keep you out of the kingdom of God. Here's just a sample. Sexually immoral, can't get in. Idolaters, can't get in. Adulterers, can't get in. Men who practice homosexuality. And the term that Paul uses there, he uses two different terms. One for the active participant, the other for the passive.
Passive.
In the homosexual community, one's called the bottom, the other's called the top. Not going to go into any more detail about that.
Wow.
Not publicly, but privately, I'm willing to have sessions, private counseling sessions with other Christians.
You know, guys, someone is really spending a lot of time researching this gay thing.
They all do. They're obsessed with what gay people do, mostly men.
Yes.
I didn't even get to the story.
Brian Fitch's whole show is about gay people, right?
Some of it, yeah. I didn't get to the story. There was a rabbi last week who, of course, a right-wing crazy, I don't know if he's Hasidic, but he's a Orthodox fundamentalist.
Oh, God.
Who said, according to the Bible, male homosexuality is way worse than female homosexuality.
Ooh.
So lesbians, it's not as bad.
Oh, yes. Right. Is this guy going to allow me to get my measles shots?
Probably not.
God, fuck you, rabbi, or whoever you are.
We got to get going here. Let me finish this clip of Fisher.
It's called the bottom. The other's called the top. Not going to go into any more detail about that. But here Paul is talking about both parts of a homosexual liaison. Neither of them is going to make it into the eternal kingdom.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look up that Bible verse because I don't know where Paul's talking about a top and a bottom.
You don't remember Paul talking about a homosexual liaison?
I don't know.
You hear that term?
Thou must seekest thy lube.
Yes, a homosexual liaison. Did you hear him whip that out?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Sexual liaison. Neither of them is going to make it into the eternal kingdom. Thieves won't make it. The greedy won't make it. Drunkards won't make it. Revilers, that's slanderers, will not make it.
Like you. Greedy.
Yes.
The greedy won't make it.
Revilers.
Slanderers.
Yes.
Like you, Brian.
Absolutely,
won't make
dickhead.
It.
Swindlers, people that cheat other people in business.
Trump.
They will not inherit the kingdom of God. But Paul immediately says, such were some of you. Some of you were involved in the homosexual lifestyle. Some of you were once outside the kingdom of heaven, but you are no longer that way. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And that's the option that Franklin Graham held out to Pete Buttigieg.
Well, there you go.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, now it all makes sense.
Just repent, never touch your husband again, and we'll be cool with you.
Gobbler, do you understand that?
Oh, I have to.
I like turtles.
Good.
I like turtles.
Turtle butt plugs.
So there you go, Brian Fisher.
What a dickhead.
Letting us know that, you know, there's a difference between tops and bottoms, and both of them are going to hell.
But I don't want to get into that right now.
Right.
Unless you want to come over.
Right, right, right. Private sessions.
Jeez,
of counseling.
Yes. Private
sessions. I'm sure he helps pray the gay away all the
time. Oh, abso-fucking-lutely, Pat.
You know what? We're going to do this again tomorrow. Let's get the fuck out of here. There's that drop. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us this awesome Tuesday. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We do it every fucking weekday.
Yes.
At that time. And then we're on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and your favorite application. And always at crabdiving.com.
Hell yeah, baby.
Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy
somewhere
soon.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Oh. find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram's Rated R Comedy, or go to his website's RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
Who's that other famous?
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, and our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.